Welcome to Arlington.
Arlington Church of the Brethren.
Welcome to Arlington Church of the Brethren. To Arlington Church of the Brethren.
Welcome.
Welcome to Arlington Church of the Brethren.
Brethren. Church of the Brethren.
To Arlington Church of the Brethren.
Welcome to Arlington Church of the Brethren.
Christ be in my mind and in my thinking. Christ be in my eyes. Everything I see, Christ be in my ears and in my hearing, Christ be in my mouth, in every word I speak.
Well, we are constantly planting and being planted. We plant and water seeds for a better community tomorrow. A better world we can live into as more and more people are willing to engage in fruit-filled practices of planting, of being planted, of watering, of being watered. We know we live at the precipice of climate change. The urgency is dire. The need to plant and water seeds is no longer an aspiration or a metaphor, it is a literal need. We must act. We are called as Christians to act. And so the children today kick us off in leadership, in action, in helping us to plant actual trees. More about that at the snack shop after church, but we can support the planting of trees by giving to New Community Project, and they have what I believe is a million tree project as a part of what some are calling for around the world, a billion tree project, and we do our part locally. We know we live at the precipice of climate change, and sometimes the last few years it feels like we live on the precipice of culture as well, doesn't it? NOAC is special because it honors and celebrates and offers space to those who have been living, watering, and planting seeds in our communities for a long time now. For a long, long, long time now. It is National Older Adult Conference, after all. If they made me get the joke in about I'm not allowed to go, I can toss the joke back. You all are old enough to go. That's what I'm saying. We recognize and we love and we honor and appreciate how much you all have done for so many, for this community, for many communities. And we're happy that you have that time to come together and water each other's seeds, to plant and plant in each other the ongoing gift of love and grace and community. As we come together and we all remember that we water each other's seeds in community. Well, we're reminded in this NOAC presentation and this morning of World Communion Sunday, in our thoughts of climate and who it affects, in our thoughts of the many communities of people who might all attend NOAC, but when you come together, you're all one people. Not unlike this church here. We all come from different houses, slightly different communities, different places of work or retirement, different circles of social life or hobbies, ways we spend time. I've been listening to plenty of Father Richard Rohr lately, a Franciscan monk who, among other teachings, joins others in advocating an understanding of oneness. There are so many ways that we are connected and united, far more alike than ever different, and our actions are so interconnected and causal that we are indeed almost as one organism. He teaches that if we really understood our oneness with the earth, we might care for the planet better. He teaches that it's not about us caring for this third object of the earth, that in a sense we almost are the earth. So why wouldn't we care for it? On World Communion Sunday, we remember that we are all one faith, one together. Much like Noack reminds us, sometimes it feels like different churches, but when you gather together, you're reminded of the underlying threads and the deep interconnected nature of brethren life, of faith, even of the human experience. We all worship a beautiful God and seek to engage creatively in the story of creation and community in productive and meaningful ways. And so I want to open up this time as we consider how we all might be connected to each other and stories outside of this room as well. We'll take communion later in this service, much like many churches across the state, across the country, across the globe, are taking communion this weekend. And so we'll pass a mic. If you'd be willing to share, you can just say a phrase, or if you want to say a couple sentences, either are welcome. Where else are you thinking about this morning, a people or a church taking communion? I will begin and also give you a moment to consider. I'm thinking of the Highland Avenue Church of the Brethren, where I did the youth group and some young adult life, and my mother and sister will be taking communion this morning. Where are you thinking of?
The Church of the Brethren in Nigeria.
My home church at Crickside, and also Manchester, in North Manchester, Indiana.
Philadelphia, Church of the Brethren.
And my home church in the Shenandoah Valley always did a full communion with the feet washing on World Communion Sunday. It was a pretty big deal. So I'm assuming they're doing that this later today.
Thinking of our brothers and sisters and siblings who had communion earlier today at Bethel, and also of Meadows Presbyterian Church in Charlottesville, where James's parents are having communion today.
Well, thank you all for sharing. Let us pray together. God of every communion service, God who is the communion we enter into, God of every church, God of every people, much as we strive to be different people who come together into one community, we pause and remember that we are one community coming into other stories that are all part of one story and one community and one God. A million billion stories and one story, somehow all at the same time. As we recognize how we are all similar, how we are all one, may we then be moved to compassion and love in new and fresh ways as we move into taking communion in our own community. May we realize the body and the blood we enter into. In the name of the one who first offered communion to his disciples. Amen.
Christ be in my heart and in my loving. Christ be in my life, each moment that I am.